This is Yvette Stalins interviewing Davy French in Halsey Manor on Monday the 27th of April 2015. So, Davy, tell me a bit about yourself. Where and when were you born?
I was born in 1960 in Sevenoaks in Kent.
And what is your reason for being here today?
I've actually been living in Brittany for the last 20 years, and I'm visiting my sister who lives very close by to the manor, and because I've always liked traditional music, she's brought me along
okay.
for the morning's dancing.
Okay.
Singing, sorry.
So tell me about your interest in folk music. How did you get involved?
Well, my sort of grounding musically, as it were, was sort of original Beatles fan, and then rock music and blues music, and I did a bit of choral as a child, and always had a sort of interest in what was be traditionally English, but never had much opening towards that given to me by other people, as it were, whether it was at school or at home or. But gradually discovered things and got into sort of what's more like say, electric folk, you know. I mean, I liked the Albion Band and more recently discovered Fairport Convention, who actually do a lot with a Breton artist called Alan Simon. So I've really just kept my ear to the ground without going overboard. If I had gone overboard in anything, it's actually in the Breton, but being living in Brittany, being exposed to such a fantastic Breton culture, so I've really gone into that.
Tell me more about that, yes. Tell me more about the music and what you.
Okay, well, there was a revival in the 1970s led by Alan Stivell, really, with his album Renewal of the Celtic Harp. That was sort of blossomed in the 1970s. There's been like what they call three waves. That was the first wave, and then there's a second wave that was very much more traditionally orientated, and the second wave was from about the middle of the 1990s, and now we're into the third wave. A lot of people said, it's just going to last 10 years and then nobody will, you know, it'll just get forgotten, a bit like what they said when rock and roll started, you know. Now into the third, what they call the third wave, as it were, and that's much more stable and it's much more varied. And so you get a lot of, you still get all the old traditional stuff done traditionally, and you get more modern music. What's good about Breton music, probably good with the same with most Celtic music, is that it can mix as well with all sorts of music from all over the world. And very well with jazz as well, and so you know the variation of what you can create with it is infinite, really. You know.
Now, tell me about Halsey.
Well, I'd heard of it, and I've just come along this morning with my sister to sing and not to dance, as I said earlier. Yeah. Mistake there, confused the words, and came along to sing and just discovered a lovely place and very nice people and what more can I say?
It's your first time?
Yeah, first time I've been here, yeah.
Okay, and so what have you done with us this morning? You've sung, but you've also taught us a song?
We sung and, I sung a song and got everyone to sing the chorus and it was dead easy.
So tell me
it seemed
about
to go down
that.
Well.
Tell about the song.
Well, that song's very, 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 very well known in Brittany and done by loads of singers and loads of groups, but usually they only do the first five verses. But I took the trouble to research it and I learnt 12 of the verses, and then I wrote a verse as well in the sort of bardic tradition in Breton, and got it verified by several people that it was sort of politically correct, as it were, fitted in, or what, you know, really was in the spirit of everything, you know, the song, and that was okay. So I sing 13, you know, sometimes people say 13 verses a bit long, but
I think it's perfect.
It's great if you have people singing the chorus, but if you're only doing it yourself and you're the only one doing the chorus, then it possibly is a bit long, but, you know.
So I'm going to ask you to sing this wonderful song that you've taught the Halsey Choir this morning. They've all loved it because you gave us a chorus song, which was easy to learn, which was fantastic. And just to hear the Breton, we've not had Breton in our choir before, so it's been a wonderful experience. So let's have a go.
Okay, and it's also the interesting thing is that there's this English connection with it as well. Which
tell
is
me more.
Well, it's a song about Duke John the Fourth of Brittany. He was a sovereign duke. And he lived in the 14th century, died in 1399. And he was the son of Jean de Montfort, who was one of the two people involved in the War of Breton Succession to the duchy. And the other one was Charles de Blois. And Jean de Montfort died, and his son, who was John the Fourth, became John the Fourth. He beat Charles de Blois and he died, Charles de Blois, at the Battle of Auray in 1364. Then he became Duke of Brittany, John the Fourth. He had an English mother, and one of his wives was English. He had two wives, well, I can't remember which one. And so he's friends with the King of England, and was Earl of Richmond as well, and last Breton Earl of Richmond, because the Earls of Richmond were Breton on and off from when it was founded, Richmond, in the late 11th century, by Breton, who was Alan Rufus, who was with William the Conqueror, his main military advisor. And I'm losing my track here. Going back to the song, this was sung and then transmitted orally, and it was about his arrival in the Ross estuary when he was exiled from Brittany for about 7 years because he was too pro-English. And then the French decided they were going to try and annex Brittany, and the Bretons didn't want to have any of that. So they recalled their duke to come back and protect them from the French, and that's the song about him coming back. The chorus is sort of "Off to battle we go" to, you know, keep the French out. It's called Analach, which was his nickname, which means the swan, and that was his nickname. The song was transmitted orally, as I said, and was collected by Theodore Hersart de la Villemarqué, who was one of the first collectors of Breton music in the early middle part of the 19th century. Very, very famous, and he wrote a book. He wrote a book called Bazas Breiz, and the Bazas Breiz, which is, I think it means songs in Brittany, and there's a big collection in there of masses of stuff that he collected, and the words, and the French tried to make out, because they don't want or didn't want to have the Bretons kept their culture, and they tried to make out that it was actually written by him and created by him, but there was somebody in the 1980s, I think it was, did a whole thesis to disprove that and actually prove that these were properly collected songs. Mm-hmm. And following on from that period, there's been a lot of collecting in Brittany. Shall I talk a bit about that? Which has gone on till up to the present day, really, because Brittany remained a fairly a region out on a limb in France, in the sense that economically, so it didn't really start to be developed until the 1960s, late 1960s really. So I had a lot of catching up to do with the rest of Europe very quickly. But what it did mean, on the other hand, is there was a lot of the modern media wasn't so prevalent, radio and television, and so people kept longer their traditional songs. So there's a lot of collecting to be done, you know, in our epoch, really. You know, a lot in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and so there's an association there called Dastum, which is quite big in Brittany, and that groups, you know, they've got a big library and stuff, and that collect, you know, they collect all sorts of traditional music. Shall I talk a bit about Breton music briefly?
Or? I think we could do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And there are several Breton traditions which are particular. The really unique thing, probably the most unique thing, is what they call canadiscan, which means song and sort of unsung, as it were. It's basically what the French call tuilage, which is apparently, I believe, is only in two cultures. So you have two singers. One sings a phrase, and the other one comes in and sings the last like syllable before the other one stops. Is that right? Okay, so the tuilage. There's not a broken chain. Okay, so tuilage canadiscan. You have one singer singing the phrase, and the other one comes in and sings the phrase and sings on the last syllable that the first singer sings, and then the first singer comes back on the last syllable that the second one sings. So what it means is that there's an unbroken chain of sound. So if you're listening to it, it's continuous. And these are songs to dance to. So they're all different Breton dances. This is in Lower Brittany, in the west of Brittany. And some people write new words, because a lot of the collected words were to do with the 19th century. They were written about people being forced to go off to wars. So not always very, you know, exciting lyrics, as it were. But that's kind of this kind, and that's for dancing. And that's traditionally singing, but it's been taken up as well by what we call sonnerienne, which is bagpipe, and which is biniou, and bombarde, which is shawn, I think, in English. So that's a traditional, since the 19th century, couple of instruments. And you have the vers, which is another bagpipe in the southern part of Brittany. And so you have, they often do the same melodies. There's a lot of interchanging. And in Breton music, you have basically marches, melodies, and dances. You know, three categories that they've created. And then apart from that, there's also, so of course all these things can be done by groups as well, and any mixture of instruments, which is fabulous, you know. Then, of course, there's a whole other tradition of liturgic Breton music, which is beautiful, really, really beautiful, which is even less known in Brittany than the traditional music, in fact. But it's called, there's a lot of, not a lot, but there's a handful of, I don't know, 10 or 15, maybe more, you know, choirs. Some of them are absolutely fantastic. And they have a festival once a year, which is brilliant. Mm.
So give us a Breton song then. We talked about one earlier. Let's have a go.
An alach, okay. I might have to change the note, but I'll give
That's
it a try.
Right.
An alach, an alach, tramo. An alach, an alach, tramo. Walentum, wal castelavor. Din din dan dalim gan dalim gan oh, din din dan dalim gan is on. Ne venti vata vretoned, ne venti vata vretoned. Hammalus ruda haloed. Din din dan dalim gan dalim gan oh, din din dan dalim gan is on. Erueles triple garmo, e well you gwen gantan digor, din din dan danigan danigan, din din dan danigan is on. Digwet on out through yon and dro, digwet yo dazi ware vro, din din dan danigan danigan, oh. Din din dan danigan is on. Don di wul da ha haluen. Don di wul da ha haluen. Avakam war avretoned. Din din dan danigan danigan. Oh. Din din dan danigan is on. Kenelos kerur yuhaden. Kenelos kerur yuhaden. Kene los kere you haden, kene los kere you haden, aradono de grenaden. Din din dan danigan danigan, oh, din din dan danigan is on. Que ne son armene gilas, que ne son armene gilas, ha frena trida gazechas. Din din don danim gon danim gon o, din din don danim gon is on. Que ne con lauen achlier, que ne con lauen achlier, cont liudro adro epet ker. Din din don danim gon danim gon o, din din don danim gon is on. Digwetu da zi walivro, no, that's not it, it's de dean. Okay, let's start again. De Daniel, de Dayanov, de Daniel, de Dayanov, de Dayandro no Truyan. Din din don danigon danigon o, din din don danigon is on. Ano Truyan as a potromad, ano Truyan as a potromad, ken prime drona gelagad. Din din don danigon danigon o. Din din dan danim gon is on. Les avresades asunos, les avresades asunos, les ken yeche vel gwin cos. Din din dan danim gon danim gon o, din din dan danim gon is on. Katel erminig djebegar, katel erminig djebegar, antaro yo anka garananar. Din din dan danigon danigon o, din din dan danigon is on. Enor enor agwen du, enor enor gan aquas du, devi traitorian malosru. Din din dan danigon danigon o, din din dan danigon is on. Din din dan danigon danigon o. Din din dun dun gun is on. Din din dun dun gun dun him gone. Oh, din din dun dun him gone is on.